Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of October 2017. Supreme Court has held that organized crime is not restricted to a particular state and a trial court can take note of charge sheets filed against offenders outside state for invoking the stringent MCOCA. Supreme Court has asked Center if State Commissions for Women, SCW, actually exist across the country, as it dealt with the issue of precarious conditions faced by destitute widows living in Vrindavan and such other places. Bombay High Court has held that under Protection of Women from Domestic Violence Act 2005, any woman has a right to reside in her matrimonial home or shared household, irrespective of whether she has any right, title or interest in the said household or not. Bombay High Court has recalled the strike called by employees of Maharashtra State Road Transport Corporation, MSRTC, holding it illegal. Madras High Court has quashed the order of Commercial Tax Department disallowing Input Tax Credit, ITC, to jewelers across Tamil Nadu. Madras High Court has held that a mere factual averment in the affidavit would not amount to defrauding the court. Delhi High Court has declared as illegal the transfer of hospitals and medical colleges under Employees State Insurance Corporation, ESIC, to state government. Delhi High Court has held that it is imperative for the claiming party to submit proof of injury suffered in order to successfully claim damages for loss of profits in an arbitration proceeding. Kerala High Court has held that every case of interreligious marriages can't be termed either as love jihad or ghar vapsi. Kerala High Court has allowed appeal filed by Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, and has thereby restored the life ban imposed on S. Srisanth on charges of indulging in spot fixing during IPL matches. Andhra Pradesh High Court has observed that law only prescribe punishment in terms of monetary fine for the act of running a medical facility without license, which is hardly a deterrent in the present world for unscrupulous elements to establish and run ill-equipped fake hospitals. Orissa High Court has directed Collector cum District Magistrate, Ganjam to constitute a local complaints committee, LCC, that would investigate complaints of sexual harassment where the Internal Complaints Committee, ICC, has not been constituted. Goods and Services Tax Network, GSTN, has launched an Excel-based offline tool for filing GST R3B. Taxpayers can download offline utility from GSTN portal. Central government has notified that only 5% GST is leviable on food preparations put up in unit containers and intended for free distribution to economically weaker sections of society under a program duly approved by central government or any state government. Central government has notified 10th Amendment to Central Goods and Services Tax, CGST, Act, 2017. The amended notification says that for claiming refund in respect of supplies regarded as deemed exports. Reserve Bank of India has clarified that linking of Aadhaar with bank accounts is mandatory. Rajasthan government has passed an ordinance which makes it mandatory to obtain a government sanction before investigating both serving and former judges, magistrates, and public servants for on-duty actions.